Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers podcast for the week of August 30th, 2009, episode 23, The Day the World Ends. Nick sells his Wii for a 360. I'm Cody.
And I'm Nick.
And today we got some good news, but first, Nick has something he'd like to tell us.
I don't know if I can bring myself to say it.
Come on, dude.
I'm probably going to be selling my Wii to get a 360.
Now, let me remind you that this is the kid who visited New York to go to the Nintendo store. And he also convinced me to get a Wii after I dropped video games for 2 years. This is a hardcore Nintendo fanboy. And he's selling his Wii.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm so sick of waiting for, like, really good games that look great, only to be horrendously disappointed. The Conduit.
Oh, yeah. That was...
And why is the Wii only getting the original Modern Warfare and not Modern Warfare 2? Who wants to play a game that's like 3 years old?
Not to mention the co-op is bullshit and it looks like shit.
But, oh.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. He was cursing in the pre-show. It was ridiculous.
Like 90% of the time I'm playing my Wii, it's because I'm playing Rock Band. And I can do that on a 360.
Cheaper now more than ever.
And, yeah, that leads us right to our first story, actually, and a deal I may be looking into.
Which one was that?
Microsoft confirms no more 360 Pro. Yes. The rumors that have been circulating around the web and that we talked about last week are now official. The Xbox 360 Elite is being dropped $100 this Friday to $299, while the... Xbox 360 Pro, the 60 gig version, is being phased out. It's no longer in production, and its price is being cut to $249.99.
And there are actually some places where you can find them for $249 or $250 if you want to be price savvy. $250, and you can actually get two controllers with it, and that's a pretty damn good deal.
Right, and also the arcade model, the one without a hard drive. And correct me if I'm wrong, you pretty much have to store all your stuff on a memory card, right?
If you do not buy a hard drive for it, because you can buy hard drives for it, yes, you have to store it on a memory card.
Okay, yeah, and that's being cut down to $199.
That's always been $200. That's not being cut at all.
Oh, it's not being cut, but...
No. They're basically phasing out the Pro and dropping the Elite, which... We talked about this a lot last week, but yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think it leaves less choice as to which one you want to get. And I mean, if you're not that hardcore of a gamer, you get the arcade. If you are a hardcore gamer, you get the Elite. I mean, there's no more guesswork, really.
Yeah, exactly. No, I definitely agree. But if stores are trying to get rid of 360 Pros, I'm hoping that there's going to be some good deals on them so I can look into it.
Yeah, like I said, $250 for a 360 Pro with two controllers. I mean, that's a great deal right there.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
But I know one thing you were very concerned about is Red Ring of Death and if the Pros will still have warranties. And yeah, all 360s have a 3-year warranty. Even if you bought it 4 years ago, that doesn't help you out at all. But did you hear Microsoft? I think we talked about this last week. Microsoft, 54.6% failure rate among 360s, which sounds ridiculous, but it is. You get a 3-year warranty. That's a pretty generous warranty to get it fixed. And Microsoft actually responded to Game Informer's survey about the failure rate. And they basically said that we are aware of this. We are constantly changing our hardware and upgrading it. And we give the warranty for a reason. And we're just not going to look back. And you know what? I got to say, good for them.
Yeah, no, I... Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. I mean, they've definitely had some problems with it, but I just hope that they can fix it up a little bit so that it won't happen to people anymore. Well, namely me, if I'm actually going to be getting a 360, which seems like it's going to happen.
Well, you are getting a 360, but go on.
Yeah, and they have a 3-year warranty, which isn't too bad. So I guess it's not too shabby.
I can tell you this right now. I've been known to leave my 360 on all night with the DVD player running, and I've had it since March, and it hasn't overheated once. I mean, the way they redesigned the hardware and they redesigned the power, they redesigned the AC adapter so it takes in 50% less watts. It completely negates all overheating issues. I mean, my power supply doesn't even get hot at all, even when I've been playing for hours on end. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I really, although the 3-year warranty is nice, I really don't think you need it anymore. But seriously, good for you, Microsoft, for actually trying to fix the solution by keep changing up your hardware. I mean, yeah, it might be a fault in the 360 the way it was designed that it's always going to have overheating issues, but at least they're trying to fix it, and at least they give some sort of leniency as to people not wanting to buy it for the overheating issues.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know what console is actually doing pretty damn well right now?
What's that?
PS3. Ever since
Who'd have guessed?
Yeah, I know. Ever since they dropped the price of the 80 gig model, $100, the past week they've gone up 30%. And what's even more impressive is that the PS3 Slim has had more pre-orders than the PS3 80 gig has had buyouts in the last week. Amazing.
Yeah, that it means that Sony's not out of this race like we thought they were. They're jumping right back into it. Like I said, they have a great console. They just need to work on getting some better support for it.
Definitely. And so as of right now, there has been about 60,000 PS3 Slims, which PS3 Slim pre-orders, which amazing, 60,000. But then they said that by the time it comes out, which in the U.S. is this Friday, or actually it would be tomorrow. We're recording this on Thursday, so it's coming out on the 28th. And they said by then it should have close to 100,000 pre-orders, which if that's just the U.S. alone and not in outside markets, good for you. Because for those of you who don't understand, so the PS3 has sold about close to 24 million, and it's been out for 3 years. The 360 has sold about 32 million. It's been out for 4 years. I mean, if you take those down based by year, that's 8 million a year for each one. So people who think that the PS3 isn't doing good – it's not that. It's just it's not doing good in America. Outside markets, it's actually doing pretty decently. So I think the fact that we've already got 100,000 pre-orders for PS3 Slim in America is brilliant for Sony.
Yeah. I guess, like I said, I guess Sony's not out of this race like we thought they were. We'll see if it's able to compete with the 360 and Wii right now.
You know what? I want to state it right now. We are no longer going to put Wii in the same market as the 360 or the PS3.
Well, I don't know if that's fair. I think Nintendo doesn't think that they're in the same market because they seem to not care at all about the fact that the 360 is currently kicking their butt. But I think it's kind of unfair because there's still a lot of video gamers buying Wii's.
Yeah, how many of are using them? That's the real thing.
Yeah, see, that's the question. People's Wii's are, like, a lot of people own them, but I bet if you counted how many of those people's Wii's are just collecting dust, I bet the number would be pretty high.
You know, we actually had an article about this the other day about how people have been saying that people who own 360s actually, like, 360 playtime is actually higher than Wii playtime, considering
it's considerably higher.
Oh yeah, like considering the fact that the 360 has sold about what is it like 1/3 of the Wii? I mean, really, the Wii is like, I'll turn it on here, I'll turn it on there. But the 360 is like, I have to play it every day, every single day. I don't care, I'm playing it. Call of Duty.
Xbox Live is addictive.
Oh, it's seriously. Oh, by the way, I meant to ask you, are you going to be getting Xbox Live?
Oh, if I get an Xbox 360, there is no reason not to get Xbox Live. It's pretty much a necessity.
I mean, it's $50 for what you get. It's pretty damn good.
$50 a year, right?
It's $50 a year, but that gives you no restrictions on what you can and can't download, and that's the only way you can actually play games online. So, I mean,
yeah, it's pretty much a requirement.
But you know what? Completely worth it. You know what's not worth it though? When Nintendo makes a patent on a football controller. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Nintendo has made a patent for what looks like a football that you put your Wii Remote and nunchuck into. And who knows what it's going to be used for. But I'm pretty sure the main thing you can expect the football peripheral to use is to be thrown around the room, not actually leaving your hand. But as we've seen with other Wii devices, that's not an option. Can you imagine the wrist strap to this? It's probably going to be a freaking bungee cord.
Here's what I think. It looks cool, okay? It does have its own kind of cool look. But here's what I think. Whatever game supports it is not going to be a good football game because it's going to be some stupid football game for either a little kid or grandma to play, where all they have to do is flick their wrist like they're throwing a football and they get a touchdown
Exactly.
every time. You know what I
Exactly.
mean? Like, it's not going to be like a game like Madden could never use a controller like this
Exactly.
because there's no way you can get any accuracy with it. You can get the motion of throwing the football, but there's no way for your Wii to detect where the football is actually going.
No, I really think that it's even more simpler than that. It's the fact that in Madden, you not only have to throw, but you have to run, coordinate plans, and kick the ball. You can only do one of those four with the peripheral. I really
Right.
don't think you're going to throw the ball and then quickly take it out of the thing, out of the football, and then try to move. I mean, let alone it being more simpler than just throwing the ball. I really think that this is meant for one thing and one thing only, throwing it. And like I said, as we've seen before with people who tend to throw their Wii around the room, you're gonna break your TV or something at least.
Yeah, no, I agree that this really doesn't seem like it's very practical at all. All I can see is Wii Sports Football being bundled with this, and it'd just be like an overly simplistic football game where you just pull the ball up to hike it and then shake it towards your TV screen and your guy catches it like every time.
Yeah, I mean,
That's the only type of game I could think of that could support a controller like this.
oh yeah. You know what is a little more useful is when you are able to stream Netflix and Hulu on your Wii.
All right, I've actually been reading up on this. All right, it's not actually Netflix and Hulu though that are being added onto the Wii. It's this service called Play On that's already available on the 360 and the PS3. And what you do is you're actually able to download this service called Play On through the Wii's internet channel, and then this service can stream Hulu and Netflix. All right, sounds like a good idea, right? You finally get Netflix streaming on the Wii, right?
How much does it cost?
But here's the thing, okay? You get a 14-day free trial of it, but after that, you have to pay $40.
A month.
Is $40 a month for it? So that's $40 a month
Is it a
plus if you
month?
I think it's
That would make sense if it's a month because it is a service. Okay, you have to pay $40,
Oh
but
no, wait,
oh,
no, okay. It's a one-time fee.
but still, I mean, seriously, who uses, I mean, as we've discussed before, who uses their Wii? The Wii is not known as a multimedia device. I mean, like, I understand Netflix being on the 360 because everyone uses their 360 a lot. But I mean, for the Wii, it's like, hey, I'll play Wii Sports here. I'll do something else here. I mean, it really doesn't seem like people are really going to want to turn on their Wii to watch Netflix or Hulu.
Well, here's the thing. Why do I have to pay $40 for a service that I can just get on my Mac or on my Xbox 360
Exactly.
without
Exactly.
paying $40? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that $40 just seems really excessive. If they had a first-party Netflix application that didn't cost anything and allowed people to access their Netflix account through the Wii, and you only were paying for Netflix, I think that would be a much better idea.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing is that, if this thing does get popular, Hulu will probably get taken off because the people that make Hulu are pretty set in their ways that you are gonna watch Hulu on the PC because there actually have been hacks to get Hulu to work on the Apple TV, And the second that became popular, the program was called Boxy. The second it became popular, the TV stations that lend their content to Hulu had Hulu change their coding so that Boxy couldn't get it because they want you to watch it on the PC. It doesn't sound right at all, but if this does become popular, Hulu's gone.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, but like we said, Netflix, eh. I mean, I still don't.
I don't know. I think Netflix on the Wii is a great idea because it reaches out to a whole new audience. But having to get Netflix through this Play On service that costs $40 just seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I really think you should not have to pay for a service you're already paying for.
Right, exactly.
One thing we did actually skip over because we were flying through these is that it's been Sony has come out and said that when they release the PS3 motion controller, all of the launch titles will only need one, I guess you call it a wand, one Sony wand to play. Now, I would guess that if you wanted to play multiplayer, you would need two, but at least every launch title will at least have some working version of a single player mode that only requires one wand. And you know, good for them. I mean, that basically means you're not forced into buying two if you want to play the
Right.
game. If you want, yeah. So it is a small thing, but I think it needed to be mentioned.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely a big contrast to Nintendo's ever more expensive controllers. Because, like, at first it was like, oh, the Wii Remote's going to be great. And then it's like, oh, but you need a nunchuck too, because a lot of games won't work without the nunchuck. And now it's like, oh, you need the nunchuck and the Wii Motion Plus. And, like, just to buy one controller, it's getting really expensive now.
Well, think about it.
So.
The Wii Remote is $40. The Nunchuck is $20, and the Wii Motion Plus is I think it's $20 if you just buy one. That's $80 for some games, just for a controller. I mean, if I wanted to spend that much on a controller, I would have bought Rock Band.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Oh, by the way, Rock Band bundles are now only $99.99,
Can you believe
so
that? That's amazing.
that is good. I mean, I that's a great that's a fantastic price actually. Rock Band 2 bundles, you get the drums, you get the guitar, you get the mic and the game for $99.99. I think that's pretty good.
Amazon.com, look it up. I mean, that's great. That's half the price. That's almost
It's
half the
actually
price.
everywhere. It's not just Amazon.
Yeah, but Amazon's a better place to get
Yeah, Amazon's great.
it.
Yeah, speaking of music games.
I don't know what to think of this. Nick, you tell it.
All right. Kurt Cobain is gonna be in Guitar Hero 5.
I'm so, he something tells me he's dead. Blood
Why
stains
would
on a wall? Blood stains on a wall, maybe?
Yeah, about that. But yeah. I mean, he's not going to be the only dead artist in the game because Johnny Cash is going to be in it too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I know what you mean. This game, like Guitar Hero World Tour, is just going to have ridiculous amounts of actual artists, including Johnny Cash, Santana, and Matthew Bellamy of Muse, right?
Yeah, Muse.
Yeah.
I really think that Guitar Hero is trying to kind of put their name out there by being flashy and having all these great artists, and it's like, it's only a decent game. If you want a good quality game, go buy Rock Band.
I wonder if Kurt Cobain did his own motion cap. Oh, wait.
Too soon?
Too soon. Too soon.
It's only been 15 years.
Eh. But
Yeah.
yeah, you're right. I think Guitar Hero is really overly into being flashy by having all these like real rock stars in their game. I mean, it adds a little bit to it. Like, who didn't think it was awesome when Jimi Hendrix walked out onto the stage in Guitar Hero World Tour?
That was pretty cool.
But like, it might be a little bit overkill now. I don't
Yeah.
know. Save the real rock stars for the band games.
No, you want to know it's even more overkill. This isn't one of our stories, but I actually found this out. Okay, so we've talked about Band Hero and how it's going to be more family oriented, and it's going to be more of the songs are going to be more of pop rock songs. They actually got Taylor Swift to do mocap for three of her songs.
Wait, Taylor Swift is in Band Hero?
Yes, she has three songs
What
in Band
kind of
Hero.
game is this?
It's more family oriented, but like I said, like, do you really need Taylor Swift to sell a game? Like, I really think they're trying to sell a music game based on who's in the game, and that's not really who that's not really why you should be selling a game.
Yeah, I don't know. Or they could just sell it on the fact that you get Guitar Hero Van Halen for free. I don't know.
I still think there's a catch to that.
I don't know. We'll have to see. It seems pretty solid, but I don't know.
Yeah. Next story is that so as we've talked about before, StarCraft is not going to have LAN. StarCraft 2 is not going to have LAN, and Blizzard doesn't think it's a big deal. At a conference, I guess it would be – yeah, this is probably BlizzCon. There was a reporter from Kotaku who asked him, why aren't you going to have LAN in StarCraft? Because there's been a number of petitions, and my guess would be there's going to be boycotts. It's a very controversial subject, and the guy – I believe he's the director of StarCraft 2. He's like – you know, the fans have really accepted the fact that there's not going to be LAN. The only people that keep asking us these questions are media. And it's like...
I don't think he understands the fan uprising.
You know what? I can understand it, though, because I don't think LAN is as big of a deal now as it was back then. Like, yeah, it's a big deal, but how many places are you going to play LAN that doesn't have internet?
Yeah, no, I understand, but... it seems pointless if everybody's in the same room to play over the internet if you could just hook up to LAN and have a faster connection and more reliable connection.
Well, they did say that they are going to start – they are hopefully going to have a peer-to-peer type of match set up. So I guess if you're all in the same room, you can all just peer-to-peer connect, and that'll kind of bypass all the StarCraft servers and just connect computer to computer. So I guess that's kind of a
I guess it's sort of like LAN, then.
It's like the scenic route to LAN.
Yeah.
It probably will take longer. There might be a little more lag, but I mean, it's definitely a good
StarCraft LAN party! Yeah!
Dude, you don't even play StarCraft. I let you borrow the game discs, and you gave them back to me 2 days later, and you're just like, eh.
That's all right.
Such a great game.
I'd rather have a Doom LAN party.
Somehow that doesn't sound the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nick, you know what you need to go to after your Doom LAN party?
What?
You need to go to a gaming clinic, because the first U.S. gaming clinic opened up. On GameSpot, they're reporting that basically internet, gaming, and texting, basically all-around technology clinic has opened up in the U.S. And I love the title from this. Internet, gaming, and texting addicts can now receive a 45-day treatment clinic for $14,500. The services include fitness programs, psychotherapy, and high adventure outings. But then two paragraphs later, they say for $14,500 or the cost of 80.6 years of World of Warcraft subscriptions. Like, like, I don't understand why you'd pay $14,500 to get rid of your gaming addiction. Addiction.
Yeah. Like, I agree. I love how the related game, like the game that they tied this to on GameSpot is World of Warcraft. But, yeah, it seems really steep just to get over a gaming addiction. $14,500? What kind of gaming addict has that much money to just blow?
Yeah, that's not on games. But what I like later on down here, they actually have a quote from one of the people who works there. It says, our 45-day abstinence-based recovery program exposes participants to a variety of activities and everyday life skills, which are often avoided or underdeveloped as a result of excessive ongoing computer, video game play, or internet use. Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you out of technology and get you into the world, and they're trying to get you away from technology and give you skills that'll help you in the real world. And my question is, really? I thought technology was a part of the real world. I mean, are we stuck in 1984?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, so what just, if you...
I understand some people are way too addicted to it.
No, I do understand that.
$1,500 seems to be a bit steep.
This really is a price issue. Seriously? I mean, with that, you might as well just go to college and play WoW anyways.
Yeah, right.
It just seems a little bogus. And final story of the day is that... Oh, Nick, did you put in Project Natal for Rock Band 3?
Yeah, I did. I did add that in. Which one do you want to do first?
We'll talk about Project Natal.
All right. Yeah, I added this story in actually in the middle of the podcast. There's an article on IGN that actually mentioned Rock Band 3. There was like a quick quote from a Harmonix developer. Actually, it was in an interview with MCV, the head of MTV Games. I'm sorry. In an interview with MCV, the head of MTV Games, who's the publisher for Rock Band, Scott Guthrie, discussed like where the company plans to move Rock Band 2 next. And one of the questions was asking whether Rock Band's going to go in the direction of another band game like the Beatles or another actual like installment of the series like Rock Band 3.
Which we
And
talked
the
about last week.
exactly. And the guy said, we're exploring both and possibly will do both. The Harmonix development team are working on what is effectively the next game, or Rock Band 3. But he also mentioned, we still aren't standing still. We'll keep moving into new areas and look at new technologies that our platform holder partners are also developing, such as Project Natal from Microsoft. And then he added, we're working with them to pull some things together. So it's a pretty exciting time for the future of our music game business. I'm not gonna lie, Project Natal and Rock Band, I think would be an epic win. I
You know,
don't really know how exactly it would be used. Is it gonna be a game that requires no peripherals, or I don't really know.
I think you need peripherals, but I can see one way. This is probably the like I guess you could get oh wow, I just thought of something amazing. What if it tracks each person playing an instrument, and then depending on how you walk like around in your living room in front of Project Natal, it determines where you are on stage.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool too, and it could give you bonuses for doing cool
Right,
like
right.
stunts and stuff with your instruments while you're playing. I think that would be kind of
Well,
cool.
that's what I was thinking is like if you want to activate Overdrive or Star Power for Guitar Hero people, you just jump off a table.
Yeah, right, exactly. And
That
then you
would be
get
pretty
like
cool.
billions of points.
Or maybe you get yeah, exactly. Maybe you get a better score or more money for like the flashiness or how much you move around. I guess you could do like visuals with how the singer's standing, how the guitar player's holding the guitar. Basically how much movement and excitement, maybe that's even more of it, is that the more you move around, the more excited the crowd gets.
I just wonder if the next Rock Band is going to be Natal exclusive.
You know, my guess would be no, because Rock Band's really good at having backwards compatibility and kind of being able to do multi-variations.
Well, I mean more like Xbox exclusive.
Oh, yeah, I
I
doubt.
don't know. I kind of doubt that because it seems to be doing really, really good on the Wii right now and pretty good on the PS3. So, I mean, I would doubt it, but if it relies that heavily on Natal, I don't really know. Maybe Harmonix, MTV Games, and Microsoft have a little conspiracy going.
Well, if they're gonna do Natal, they're probably gonna it's just gonna be a feature for the 360, and
Right, that's what I think too.
because I mean they're actually doing that. I don't know if you heard with Guitar Hero 5. They're basically ripping off the Wii, and instead of having the Mii playback, you can now have your avatars on stage.
Wow.
It doesn't look good at all, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool, is if you can get Project Natal walking around and stuff in front of your TV. Maybe get some points for drum spins, the drumstick spin, because I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. I think it could be cool, but I mean, nothing's official is announced yet. Rock Band 3 is, from according to this article anyway, in the works. So
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to be seeing another Rock Band 3 or another Rock Band sometime in the future. Rock Band 2 is still going really, really strong right now.
Coming up
So
on 1 year.
coming up on 1 year and still getting ridiculous amounts of support.
Yeah.
So that game's not going anywhere for a long time.
No, it's not. Okay, and now our last story of the day is that it is now legal to sell adult games to minors in the UK. So apparently in 1984, the Video Game Recording Act in the UK passed a bill stating that it would fine people and punish people who sold content to underage minors. The problem was is that for this act to be put into effect, they have to pass it up to the EU, and they never did that. So basically all this time – and I really don't think it's just for video games. I think it's for all media of any kind. Basically, because this law was never sent up to the EU, it never became official, and now it is legal – like I said, my guess would be to sell any media to any kid, no matter what age restrictions would be. Now,
The government's currently working on trying to seal this loophole, but as of right now, it's 100% legal in the UK for anyone of any age to buy movies, games, porn, anything rated anything. It's 100% legal for anybody of any age to buy it.
I love at the bottom here it says, "Oh, to be a 13-year-old boy in British British boy right now." I don't know. Like, something about this seems kind of cool because it's not from the porn aspect, but for the video game aspect. It's like, yeah, now, because like, who hasn't been like 15 or 16 and been like, "I want to get that M-rated game. I know I'm ready to play it, but I can't." I've actually been carded before. Luckily, I had my cousin on me who was a year older than me, so he technically bought it for me. But, I mean, seriously, like, there are definitely some games that are rated M that 14- and 15-year-olds should be able to play, and they're not. I'm really going both ways on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't – I understand having age restrictions on games. That's perfectly fine. I'm okay with that, yeah. But – having a loophole like that is just the government being lazy.
You know, I said before, I don't think this is as big to video games as it is to movies and porn. Like, can you imagine like a group of like 13-year-olds going to a video store? There's no reason why right now that they can't buy porn.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's out of our realm because we're just video games. So that's going to do it for stories. I don't know, Nick, did you want to explore you selling your Wii a little more?
No, but I think it might be happening. I don't know. I'd really, really like to get a 360, and I really don't have just $500 to just drop on it. So I don't think I'll be using my Wii a whole lot once I get my 360, so I think that might be going.
That's sad. If any of you out there in the audience would like to buy Nick's Wii, the white one that he bought from Nintendo, not the, never mind. Just send us an email and hook you up. He does have about 50, what'd you say? 11 disc games, 11 virtual console games, bunch of accessories.
Yeah. It'll be on eBay fairly soon. If you guys want to look into, I'll let you guys know if I end up putting it.
He has been so back and forth the last 24 hours about this.
Right.
But if you had the conduit and Batman, that was the tipping point.
Yeah. No comment about that.
Yeah. Well, I have some news to announce, and that is that Nick's going back to school. Well, I am going back to school too, but Nick is actually living at school, and because he's a film director, he will be on set many a days. And he will you'll still be on the podcast, but we are going to he will be on every other week doing news with us. And instead of making this podcast bi-weekly, I decided that the weeks that Nick is not on, we are going to try a new format. And it's just going to be me and a bunch of guys sitting around. It's going to be more laid back. It's not going to be news oriented. It's just going to be basically a gamer community. We're just going to talk about what we normally talk about. We're not going to limit where we go, like tangent wise. It's going to be a lot more laid back than this is. And I'm really hoping that this works out in the end. So we're going to start that up next week. And Nick, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Sweet, dude. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Moving into college this weekend. So
have fun with that. Don't get wrecked or drop the soap. Oh, wrong place.
Cody, college isn't the same as jail.
It's not. Well, I have been going to the wrong place for the past year.
And on that, we're done.
Okay. Have a good week.
Bye.